miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Stanton Glantz is a professor at the School of Medicine, University of California, San Francisco. He's been speaking out about e-cigarettes and through his blog on the need to regulate e-cigarettes just like regular tobacco cigarettes. Here again is Dr. Mike Royson.
Stan, you were instrumental in decreasing smoking rates, especially among teens in California. Joe asked before what we can do to increase physical fitness. And is there any model that you can use from what you did with smoking to increase either physical fitness or make food choices healthier?
Well, I think the physical fitness issue is really, there are other issues there having to do with the built environment and time that people are given to actually engage in physical fitness, especially kids. I think when you're talking about obesity, there are many parallels with tobacco. The reason we have the tobacco epidemic is because a few giant multinational corporations have been making a lot of money selling cigarettes, which kill people. And in the food industry, it's also dominated by a few giant multinational corporations, where they found it just to be much more profitable to make unhealthy foods, foods that are high in sugar, that are high in fats, that are high in salt, than to sell foods which are not so obesity-inducing. And, you know, the one big difference, of course, with tobacco is you don't need cigarettes to live, but you need food to live. And so I think the real challenge we have in the obesity area is to recognize that we really just have to regulate the food industry and prohibit them from doing the kind of things which are creating the problem. At the same time, our agricultural policy, through the heavy subsidies that go to corn and other, which is used to make high fructose corn syrup, also makes the problem much worse. We really need to have an agricultural policy that encourages fruits and vegetables and healthy foods rather than what we have now. So and of course the food industry is fighting that tooth and nail, and in fact they're using many of the same organizations and front groups that the tobacco companies created and are still using to fight smoke-free environments and other kinds of sensible tobacco regulation.
So do you think, in other words, knowing that, and knowing that, I mean, it seems much harder to regulate food because we need it to live, and because, as Joe said, he was at a restaurant yesterday and half of the tables had a bloomin' onion, which is the worst food in the world.
Well, I don't agree. I mean, most people eat, unfortunately eat processed food here in the United States. And, you know, the FDA just moved to ban trans fats. There's one thing we could do. If you look on the menu or on the nutrition label on foods, it'll say there's so many calories, there's so many of different constituents, and it'll tell you what fraction that is of the recommended daily allowance. There isn't a denominator like that for sugar. And I think if we simply added on the labeling for products the recommended daily intake of sugar so people could see how many of these foods are, you know, a can of Coke is giving you almost your entire recommended daily allowance of sugar. Just, you know, it's more than the recommended daily allowance, and that would put pressure on the manufacturers to stop putting things in these foods, which is generating the obesity epidemic.
But now Coke and the other people will argue is just what they argued with Bloomberg, meaning we need freedom of choice, and who's going to regulate a 32-ounce can versus a 8-ounce can?
Well, I mean, the organization, in fact, I think it was called the Center for Consumer Freedom, that went after Bloomberg, used to be called the Guest Choice Network, and it was set up by Philip Morris to oppose smoking bans. And, you know, the Manny State freedom of choice arguments, those are all exactly the same arguments that the tobacco companies have used. And as I said, I think the first thing I would do would be simply put a recommended daily allowance for sugar on all packaged products, because I think when people then saw just how much added sugar there is, they would start to freak out. And that would
Where are you going to get a daily value for sugar?
Oh, it exists. I don't remember the exact number, but the American Heart Association has one.
For added
the World
sugar.
Health Organization has one that they've been working on for years and years and years. So that's easy. I mean, there is a number out there, and there have been pitched political battles over the years between public health and physicians groups and dentists who want to add that, and it's been kept off by the sugar industry.
No, that's right.
In
fact, they
food companies.
You know,
pardon
in fact,
me?
They had sugar in the pyramid as a desired food in the health pyramid.
Right. And there's just massive amounts of politics sitting behind all of that.
Stan, any last thoughts? We're going to go to the tip of the week, but any last thoughts on e-cigarettes? We obviously, Cleveland Clinic, we treat them just like regular cigarettes. Smoking.
Well, I think that's exactly right. People, they shouldn't be used anywhere that you can't smoke cigarettes. And people who want to quit smoking should use proven methods, and the e-cigarette manufacturers should stop being allowed to claim that they're helping people quit smoking until they've gone to the FDA with scientific proof that those claims are true.
That's Stanton Glantz. He's one of the greats, and we should all give him a whale of a thanks, because he helped health to a major degree in America by what he did with tobacco and secondhand smoke. Thank you, Stanton.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
It has. We're now going to go, Sonar, to the tip of the week. And this is Make Achy Joints Feel Better, Not Worse in Winter. Ask anyone with achy arthritic joints what they do on cold, short days, and the answer is stay inside and stay warm. But please add a third stay to the list. Stay inside, stay warm, and stay active. Keep your joints flexible by movement. That's right, keeping joints from getting stiffer and strengthening muscles to act as shock absorbers is a plus for arthritis sufferers. What to do? Go for a walk or ask for a stationary bike or We Too Fit this holiday season. That's right. Put the bike in front of the TV. Never watch TV without being on the bike. You'll be less achy by New Year's and really ready for spring. Joe?
All right, Dr. Mike, thanks. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.